Welcome to the Gorfine Schiller and Garden podcast series. Central Scholarship is a Baltimore-based nonprofit that awards $1 million annually in scholarships and interest-free loans to students in Maryland, and they've been doing this since 1924. The organization also believes that education is a right and not a privilege. In part two of a two-part podcast series, Scott Rogeville, an officer at Gorfine Schiller and Garden, is speaking with Jan Wagner, president of Central Scholarship, and Michelle Waxman Johnson, vice president at Central Scholarship, about federal and private loan repayment options, refinancing, as well as state, local, and employer-based programs. And with that, we'll hand it over to Scott again.
All right. So now we've done the tough part and we've gotten our loans and we've managed to get through our undergraduate program or our graduate or a vocational program. And now it's time to start to look at how do I pay this back? Think things like forgiveness or consolidation programs. What are the options that are available for help with federal student loans?
Well, there are currently 8 repayment plans for federal student loans, and there is a repayment estimator which can help you figure out which repayment plan is best for you. And in most cases with these different plans, borrowers are eligible to change plans. Parent loans are not eligible for income-based plans, and you may have to pay income tax on any amount that is forgiven. So there's the standard repayment plan, and all borrowers and all federal loans are eligible. Payments are a fixed amount. Loans will be paid off within 10 years or in no more than 30 years for consolidation loans. And a standard repayment plan is not an option for those students who are seeking public service loan forgiveness, which you're going to hear about later. There's a graduated repayment plan. All borrowers and all federal loans are eligible. Payments are lower at first and then increase every 2 years. Loans are paid off within 10 years or in no more than 30 years for consolidation loans. Again, the graduated repayment plan is not a qualifying plan for public service loan forgiveness. There is an extended repayment plan. Most federal loans qualify, but borrowers must have more than $30,000 in loans. Payments may be fixed or graduated. Loans are paid off within 25 years. Again, the extended repayment plan is not a qualifying plan for public service loan forgiveness. In addition to these three plans, there are 5 other income-based plans. Eligibility is limited, and parents who borrow are ineligible for any of them. Some of these plans forgive outstanding balances after 20 or 25 years, assuming that you've followed all the rules.
Jan, you made reference several times during the options there to the public service loan forgiveness. Michelle, can you tell me what exactly is it and how do I apply?
Sure. If you work full-time for a government agency, whether federal, state, or local, or a qualifying nonprofit, you may be eligible. This program is very interesting. It forgives the remaining balance on your federal loans after you have made 120 on-time monthly payments. So that is 10 years worth of on-time monthly payments. Students must submit an employment certification form annually or when they change employers to the United States Department of Education. Any questions on this program can be directed to Fed Loan Servicing at 1-855-265-4038.
Sometimes consolidation of student loans may be good, sometimes probably not, but can you, Jan, maybe give me a little bit of background as to when it is a good option and how it works?
Sure. If you have multiple federal loans, you can consolidate them into one federal consolidation loan to simplify your repayment process. However, consolidation does not include private loans, and Michelle was talking about interest-free loans. You wouldn't want to do it anyway, but you wouldn't want to consolidate an interest-free loan into an interest-bearing world anyway. Depending on interest rates, again, this strategy may or may not make sense for you.
Thanks. So nothing ever goes as smoothly as you'd like it to. So I guess my next question for Michelle would be, who do I go to with a question regarding student loans?
So you need to go right to your servicer. And of course, students may have multiple servicers, so they have to go to the appropriate servicer. If they do not know who that is, they can log into their federal student aid account, which is at studentaid.ed.gov. And if you have private loans, talk to your servicer.
Great. But again, not everything in life goes as smoothly as you like. What are my options if I can't afford my payment? Where do I start, Jan?
So the most important thing is to not ignore the envelopes that are coming to you requesting payment and to talk with your servicer. One of our national experts who's counseled us on this said that the thousands and thousands of students she's counseled over time, she has to convince them to open the envelope. So when you talk with your servicer and explain your situation, your options may include changing your payment date, changing your repayment plan, or consolidation. The last choice would be deferment or forbearance that allows you to temporarily stop making your payments or to temporarily reduce your payments. This action would help you avoid default, but you have to remember that interest accumulates during that process.
What happens if I'm having a problem with my student loan servicer? Do I have any options?
So we are very, very lucky in Maryland because there was a state law passed in the last couple of years creating an office of a Maryland student loan ombudsman. And this office can help with a variety of problems. And they really want to hear from students or from those in loan repayment in Maryland who are having all sorts of problems. And they can be contacted at 410-230-6077.
Is there ever an option to refinance student loans?
Yes, but not through the federal government. There are private lenders that will refinance by replacing existing federal and private loans into one consolidated loan. To qualify, you typically need a credit score at least in the high 600s, ideally higher, a steady income, and in some cases, a cosigner. You may be able to reduce your monthly payment or pay off your debt faster by refinancing. There are a limited number of lenders who will refinance student loans, and they are typically restrictive as to who will qualify. Now, this is not a recommendation, but SoFi is the most well-known industry player, and there are others.
As we talked about earlier, we are, or you are, a Maryland-based organization. Are there other programs that are available just in the state of Maryland, or does the state offer programs themselves?
Yes. And there are a wide variety of programs, and they are documented on the website of the Maryland Higher Education Commission, which is mhec.state.md.us. And I want to talk very briefly about a few of these programs. The Maryland Smart Buy Home Buyer Assistance and Forgiveness Program. If a buyer has at least 5% of the cost of a house for a down payment, the state will provide up to 15% of the purchase price toward outstanding student loan debt. Another program is the Student Loan Debt Relief Tax Credit, available to Maryland taxpayers who complete an application by September 15th of each year. You must maintain Maryland residency for the tax year, have incurred at least $20,000 in undergraduate and/or graduate debt, and you must have at least $5,000 in outstanding student loan debt remaining. Then there is the Maryland State Loan Repayment Program of the Maryland Department of Health, and they will repay up to, get this, $200,000 in medical school loans. Relief comes in at $50,000 per year for a two-year service requirement with the potential for a two-year renewal at $50,000 per year for a total of up to $200,000. This is exceptional. In addition, there are currently six student loan assistance repayment programs offered by the state of Maryland for a variety of occupations. And again, that is all on the Maryland Higher Education Commission website, which is mhec.state.md.us.
Wow, that's an unbelievable array of options for me. Are there any further benefits within Maryland where a particular jurisdiction that would be more beneficial to me when it comes to repaying loans?
Not that I'm aware of, Scott, but there are some cities and counties around the country where that opportunity might be available. So a few examples are Tribune, Kansas, will repay up to $15,000 in student loan debt and get a five-year exemption from state income taxes. St. Clair County in Michigan will repay up to $15,000 in student loan debt if you graduated with a degree in any of the STEAM fields, and STEAM means science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Hamilton, Ohio will repay up to $5,000 over 25 months if you graduated with a degree in any of the STEAM fields.
Getting, as we start to wrap up, I'm wondering, are there employers that will help repay my student loans? Is there knowledge or information out there to be had?
This is the hottest new employee benefit. companies like Fidelity, Aetna, Penguin Random House, PricewaterhouseCoopers, for example, have a variety of types of programs. Some help full-time employees only, some part-time employees too. They pay up to $10,000 over a number of years.
That's incredible. Well, I really appreciate all the information that you've been able to share with us today. Any last comments or thoughts before we wrap up?
I guess in general, you know, it's a very complicated field, the world of student loans. And I guess I would just advise students and families who are embarking on this journey to really make sure they understand what they're borrowing and what the terms are. And it takes time, really takes a lot of time to study the terms and understand fully what you're getting into.
Let the buyer beware.
Well, that sounds like great closing advice. And Dan and Michelle, I want to thank you, and I want to thank you not just for today, but for the work that you're doing with Central Scholarship and how you're helping the next generation of students start their lives off on the right foot.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Scott.
Perfect. This is a wrap for our two-part podcast series where Scott Rogville, an officer at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, interviewed Jan Wagner, president of Central Scholarship, and Michelle Waxman-Johnson, vice president at Central Scholarship, about a wide range of student loan topics. And we would like to thank Central Scholarship for doing this podcast series with us. To learn more about this organization, please visit central-scholarship.org. Once again, that's central-scholarship.org.
And everybody, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.